Thank you, Eric. Well, maybe as a bit of a background, given that lead-in, representing a non-land-grant college, I'm actually a product of a land-grant college, Colorado State University, which Reagan Wascom is here from Colorado State, and I come out of the 80s when the U.S. government was heavily engaged in water and agriculture and sort of left the scene, and perhaps he's coming back. I don't know. But that was a maybe not a segue, but certainly a good lead-in. I think I just would like to thank Eric and Rachel and colleagues for organizing this this event. In one of my previous roles, I was actually on loan from the International Water Management Institute to USAID in Washington here. This was 2001 through 2005. And this was a pretty lonely town to be talking about water and infrastructure, or even water in general. It definitely was going up. But then water and agriculture were certainly not on the table. So to see this now being discussed, I think this is very, very significant. And particularly, one thing I would like to bring back and emphasize from this morning that as we go into this next session is I think we do need to think a lot more about the water and the environment in this as well, because agriculture, I think the message that's coming through, and we all should have got it by now, but is that no matter what we do, there's going to be more water used in agriculture over the next 20, 30 years. The comprehensive assessment that Amy was instrumental in pushing forward, basically, even if we do all the right things, we're still going to use more water in agriculture. What we need to be thinking about more is what are the lessons from the past? We don't want to be building big, large infrastructure systems that do the damage that was done in the past. We want to be doing this right. And I think we also need to think about parts of the world looking at one thing that we probably hasn't come out yet is what is happening, what's going to happen in Africa? Because Africa is seen as an opportunity. There's water there, the development hasn't happened, and we're certainly seeing things around the competitiveness. This is where the water resources are. We're certainly seeing things in certain countries occurring there that we should be paying attention to, and I think that certainly it's many of the people here looking at how the dynamics are going to change around water and agriculture. I think this is something that we can pay attention to. With that, I would like to just move on to the panel on water and agricultural competitiveness, but clearly in the big picture, water and agriculture is going to become quite competitive. We have three distinguished speakers. We have Dr. Maria Saleth from the, I have to look at his new organization because he and I were colleagues together in the International Water Management Institute. He's now with the Madras Institute of Development Studies in India. And I'm sure many of you are familiar with Maria's work in institutions and water institutions in India and elsewhere. We also have Yasmina Zaidman from the Acumen Fund, and she will be talking about the market-based technology delivery for water efficiency in agriculture. And finally, we have Chu Chung from the University of Minnesota, who will be looking at water issues in China and the impacts on trade, growth, and development. With that, I would just like Maria Saleth to come to the table.